sat down and worked and said, we can do better than this on a first offer. And we come before you with our first offer. And maybe we have it. Mr. Chair, thanks. These are one-time appropriations, and in some cases, only for the first year. We followed your the way that you had done it, and we have a couple amendments, too. Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, the document in front of you reflects the house offer. There may be one or two additions or refinements that the members of the conference command on the house side might want to add in to make sure that I captured their intent. We're going to bounce back and forth between the house side and explaining it. We're going to start with Janelle Taylor.
Ms. Taylor.
Starting with the Outdoor Heritage Fund, the house offer would be to accept the Senate language of the Northern Prairie Grass, but instead of prohibiting federal ownership, having a reversionary clause, so if they were to sell the land, state ownership.
And Chair, could we have a full right?
Yes, we're having difficulty hearing.
Here, I'll state that again.
Thank you.
The House position on the Northern Tall Prairie Grass project would be to accept the Senate language, and instead of the House position, which would kind of prohibit federal ownership, have a reversionary clause that if they were to sell it, it would go back to the state. And then on the Blandin project, the House offer would be $16 million the first year and $20 million the second year. On the small grants program, we'd hold back and wait a year and have this worked out as part of the legislative guide to figure out who's going to administer this. On the House would keep the LCC as the administrator and keep the funding and staffing levels at the House site position. And then for the Emerald Ash Borer project, there'd be a reserve as funded in the Article 8, so the $2 million from the Outdoor Heritage Fund. And then with the Clean Water Fund, the House offer would be to keep the House language with the following changes. Under the Department of Ag, the Root River project, we'd increase the appropriation to the Senate appropriation, keeping the House language. There'd be an additional $500,000 each year for the Agricultural Best Management Program loan program. And then we'd move the – right now the House has a transfer to Bowser for feedlot water quality grants, and we'd move those to the Bowser section. In PCA, we would add the Senate's assessment and monitoring, and then we'd increase it to the 7.5 or 50 – depending on how the spreadsheet would work out, it would be the $15 million that was vetoed in the omnibus bill. We'd add the Senate St. Croix Watershed Monitoring Project and then incorporate the language for the Buffalo River Watershed into the TMDL, because I think the testimony is that that would be included, but this would just reassure everyone that it would be included with that. We'd reduce the Clean Water Partnership Grant program by $5 million in the second year. We'd do a combination on the endocrine disruptor monitoring. We'd increase, I believe this is an increase, the project to $896, and then keep the Senate's reference to the 20 sites and then the website language. Take the Senate's language on the St. Louis River and Duluth Harbor restoration. And then this House had originally held back some money, and since we're going to sort of a 10% reserve now, we put some of that additional holdback money into the PCA for groundwater protection. So Under DNR, we would add the Senate appropriation for LIDAR, which would be an increase. And then under Bowser, we'd keep the House approach, but we would add $3 million for, or approximately $3 million for the SSTS grants. And then some additional language pulling from other articles. We'd take the Section 15, which was the Clean Water Fund. We did talk about, I believe, subdivisions 1 and 2, and we'd incorporate those discussed changes, and then there's some additional language with that. And then the definitions that we spoke about this morning would also be included with some modifications to the definition of protect, as I believe Representative Wagenius and Senator Anderson have been working on. And then it doesn't state here, but I forgot to add that it would also include the 25-year framework that we've already adopted.
Madam Chair and members, moving on to the Parks and Trails Fund, the House offer would provide funding in the first year of the biennium only. The House appropriation language would be adopted with the Senate numbers, and you see the different line items below the second bullet point there. The appropriations would all be one time only. They're just agreed upon Parks and Trails language, Parks and Trails Fund language that would be incorporated. And Representative Lilly and Senator Torres-Ray would finalize language on the parks plan, which would be incorporated. The House would pick up the Senate sign and logo language and keep the House's restoration audit provision.
Madam Chair, on the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, all the funds are one time only. The House language will be used as the base. The House FY 2011 appropriations would be stricken, and only the FY 2010 appropriations would be there. The House appropriations would be changed as follows. $6 million would be moved from Arts Access and Arts Education, currently under the Department of Education, to the Arts Board. The language on the uses of these funds would be retained, however, and would show up in the statewide Arts Access line on the spreadsheet as riders to that program. So that program would go from $1 million to $7 million, with language requiring $6 million to be used for Arts Access and Arts Education as per the House language. The Arts Framework and Arts Fund language would be retained. These are our lines 86.25 to 87.31 of the Article 5, and also 89.4 through 90.15. Paragraph A, which is on the Joint Legislative Committee work this summer, would be dropped. Some other language changes. Article 8 would be retained. Article 6 on the easements and management would be retained, but we would delay the effective date one additional year. There are a number of other language changes in Article 5 which are made, and I'm going to refer to the spreadsheet, or I mean to the Article 5 language. On the House side, Section 1 on line 70.27, the principles for spending legacy funds would be dropped. Instead, the legislative guide would consider those. Moving on to the next page, on House lines 71.31 through 72.30, the constitutionally dedicated fund accountability section would be included in the offer. House language 72.31 through 73.9 on the legislative guide with the changes discussed this morning would be in. Moving onward to House line 75.34. Which I believe is on R99 of my spreadsheet. This would go all the way down to 83.20. So included would be the language on the Lasard Outdoor Heritage Council on the House side. Moving on to R100, we would also include language on council recommendations. Continuing onward, language on the audit, legislative oversight, priorities and expenditure requirements. project and other requirements. Essentially, most of the language on the Sartre Outdoor Heritage Fund. So we continue onward to page 81 on the House side, page 82 on data availability. We would continue on to the reports required, special review, all the way to 83.20. All of that would be included. Finally, there's an amendment, a wetlands amendment. It's titled PJM-Wetlands. This would strike paragraph F in House language on the wetland mitigation credits and would instead substitute a requirement that these credits would be allowed to be sold if they met the following requirements. First requirement being that all sales of credits must result in no net loss of wetlands in any state or jurisdiction. And secondly, all sales would have to be disclosed to the Minnesota Department of Management and Budget and the legislature, including the amounts of sales, the wetlands for which the credits have been sold, and actions taken to preserve, restore, and enhance wetlands. Madam Chair, that's the House offer.
Are there any questions?
Madam Chair.
Senator Cohen.
One question. A small question. Parks and Trails, it says 2011 appropriations decided next session. Article 4 says 2011 appropriations are off the table. Is that meant to be the same or is that different?
Pardon me?
Is there some difference between the language of 2011 appropriations are off the table for Article 4 and Article 3 that says appropriations decided next session?
Mr. Chair, it's the same thing, but two different people were typing.
Okay. All right. The more serious question is, why in Article 2 do we appropriate money for both years of the biennium, but not in Article 3 and 4?
Because they didn't listen to me.
What did they hear? I have that problem too, but
they heard that we were going to, they heard, let's do it for the first year with the exception of one thing. I thought we were going to do it for 1 year, but we did it for 2 years on the clean water. But there's good reason for that, and that's because we weren't so far apart and because it was pretty well developed, and understandings were reached early on. We had good collaboration across the table.
Okay. So you're saying we need better collaboration in some areas?
In some areas, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I thought, and I'll defer to Senator Anderson, but I thought...
However, those... It was my intent, and my directions had to be firmer, evidently, but it was my intent that even though they are one-time appropriations, that we would review the second year when next year legislature meets again.
Okay. If, Madam Chair, if the definition was of that is how close we were, I thought we were pretty close in Article 3.
Mr. Chair, you were asking questions about Article 2. That did not necessarily transfer to Article 3.
Okay, but, Madam Chair, that's what I'm saying. You said in Article 2 we were pretty close together, and so because of that, you felt that...
I thought we made great progress in the discussions yesterday and today.
Okay, and I thought we'd
on
made...
On Article 2.
Okay, and I thought we'd made some progress in Article 3, but not sufficient, apparently.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chair? Oh, Madam Chair, I'm sorry. Madam Chair,
Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I didn't mean anything in this provision combatively. It was really done in good faith with the stakeholders that we're creating and the interest groups to have them have an opportunity to look at it and come up with the next plan as we move forward. And so really, I probably should have listened to my homework a little better.
Senator Torres Rey.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. If appropriate, I would like to ask if you could give DNR and the council and the different organizations that came to testify some time to really let you know the reason for why they wanted a 2-year plan. It was very clear to us in the Senate that many of these projects really are not, they are not going to be able to do this work and put it all together with this new money in 1 year. And they implored the Senate to give them 2 years and give them a little bit of time to plan so that they can come up with a solid proposal for the future of this money. That was a, you know, we had extensive conversations on that, and DNR, Metropolitan Council, the all of the organizations that work on these issues really felt very strongly that a year is going to go so fast and they're not going to be able to really do this responsibly. So, Madam Chair, I would like to ask if you could please have these organizations just give them a few minutes to put their argument before you, because I did, even the preparing the inventory and the planning that we are requesting them to do is going to take some time. We need to bring people from rural Minnesota. I think the metropolitan area is more together, but they have not worked as a team with rural Minnesota. They need to work on this. They need this time, and I think it will be important that we give them that opportunity. So that's just my request, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think, you know, in that section in the offer, and I have no doubt that the senator and myself, as it's mentioned in one of the bullet points, could finalize this very quickly if that, and I don't think we're as far off as you, Senator, maybe you're making it sound. I think we're closer than you think. So we can certainly give them time to look at it and hear our thoughts, but I guess I would argue that I don't know that that would be helpful. If we were to have an opportunity to visit, I think we could find good understanding. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I guess I'm going to be proven wrong through this whole process, but I don't know.
Senator Torres Rey.
Madam Chair, Representative Lilly, I'm not talking about the inventory. I'm talking about the proposal to just do a 1 year. So we're very close with the inventory plan. I am not understanding, Representative Lilly. I'm just asking, Madam Chair, I'm letting you know that in the Senate, these organizations came to tell us that the 2-year appropriation for them is a very important thing, just because the projects are going to take a little bit more than a year, and that if we could do the 2-year appropriation and then they will come back with a plan for the rest, really in less than the 2 years, in a year, year and a half, for the long-term plan. But they felt very strongly that we shouldn't do a 1-year appropriation just because all of these projects are going to take a year. So that's the part that I am asking if you could please listen to just a brief presentation from the different organizations that are going to work on this plan.
Madam Chair.
Representative Lilly.
Madam Chair, you guys had an offer, and there really was nothing there. And then, I don't know if you know, I mean, we're both new to these sort of scenarios, but, and then we did what is called a counteroffer. So I thought maybe you could counteroffer. We could kind of go back and forth. And, but I think if our leaders told us to work on something, I respect for both of them that I would do that in good faith. So, and I think we would be closer than you think.
I think Senator Torres-Ray said that you will make that in your response to us. We did hear also, although we did not hear the university part of it, but everybody said we need more time, and we have reached that conclusion too in many cases that we need more time. Commissioner said we need more time for some things to happen, and I certainly don't expect that the interim will be without thought and meetings on these very issues that need more time. Senator Fredrickson.
A clarification question. On your proposal under other, the fourth bullet down, says House 7027 is dropped. Is that that whole section, principles for spending legacy? Reference is just one line.
Madam Chair, yes, that should be the whole section.
So, 7027 down to 7130. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
So they're dropping this.
Do you wish us to wait, Senator?
Madam Chairman, I don't think it'll be that quick. I mean, think something. What time is it now?
10 to 11.
You know, I told you when we talked earlier, could we do it in the half hour, 45 minutes? Sir Thomas wants to ask some questions. You pull up a chair, I mean.
It's okay with everybody.
One, two,
three.
I like having you
sit here. Senator Thomason. Madam Chair, I'm just looking at the arts and cultural offer here. All funds are one time only. Why would you want to do this conference committee again next year?
Living the American dream.
Secondly, what does house language as the base mean if this is one time money?
Madam Chair, that would mean that we would work off the House side and make the listed changes to the House language, and that would be the offer. So
you're talking about not base for going into the future, but base for?
The base for building the article, not a base in appropriation sense, but in a drafting sense.
Okay, the third question I have is on the fourth bullet point, is the $6 million, because you have two totals now, in the bill. I'm assuming the $6 million is added to the first year only, or is it added to the $15 million total?
I'm sure that would be the $2 million for arts education, the $4 million for arts access in the first year, adding up to $6 million in the first year, would be moved in the first year again to the arts board.
And so are you eliminating your whole second year of everything that you decided to do?
I'm sure I think the offer is that all FY 2011 up and down the line would be eliminated.
So all the work you did on that's gone? You know, Madam Chair, one of the reasons that we have tails in our offer is because we're sitting here on a Saturday night, and we're going to be here tomorrow night on Sunday, we're going to be here on Monday, and we're going to be trying to settle a budget that has absolutely no stability whatsoever, and probably going to fall off a cliff after 2 years in our budget statewide. And at least if we did some tails in our arts budgeting, our legacy budgeting, we would at least know, and the people who have the money, the people who can get the money, people who are eligible for the money, would at least know what's going to be there several years into the future, so they can at least plan for the next step. I think we're going exactly the wrong road here if we just do this type of budgeting one time and one time only and come back every year and try and rebudget. I think we have to at least offer the courtesy to the people who are going to be using this money to know if there's going to be some stability in this funding, because this is going to be a 25-year appropriation. And these people should at least know for a few years into the future that they're going to be able to rely on this funding so that they can at least advance programs and establish programs that maybe we don't have yet. So I think it's a big mistake to have just 1 year of funding in this.
You're not accepting the offer then, Senator?
I think it stinks.
Is there any other questions?
And if I had a poll.
Senator?
Well, Madam Chair, I indicated, why don't we try to be here? I hate to say, give us a half hour, and then we just, go a few minutes longer. Let me ask the staff, in terms of physical preparation, if we work fairly quickly, could we be back here in 45 minutes, do we think?
Madam Chair, Senator Cohen, if we work quickly.
Okay.
That was good, Rick.
All right. Should we give it a try? We'll do our best. 45 minutes?
You bet.
Okay, before we adjourn, though, so I want all the senators and the staff in my office, like, right now.
All right.
I gotta tell you, your offer. Senate.
We came so much further.
Yeah,
so much further.
Senate Bill.